This is a Wait Don't Do It podcast with your girl Nunu Paris and Raffy. Make sure to join us monthly at El Rey for Reggaeton Brunch. You can follow at Reggaeton Brunch DC for more details. We'll see you there, baby sotas. Mwah.
Hey everyone, my name is Raffy. This is Wait Don't Do It podcast, and we're here for a special episode of Wait Don't Do It podcast. I'm here with DJ Melina, a DJ here in DC. She's been DJing here for about 10 years, and we're going to be sitting down here and having a good conversation about nightlife, the DJ experience, especially working here in DMV, intersectionalizing that, as, first of all, as being a woman, but then also being Latino in this environment. Melina, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Excited to be here.
I met Melina when I was trying to pick up a check at a gig that we both were working at. And she walks up to me and she's playing Mariah Carey, It's Like That, Y'all. And she already had my trust at that moment. But she's like, hi, my name is DJ Melina. I'm over here having a good time. It's nice to meet you. And then the rest is history.
Yeah. Yeah,
is that how you remember it?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it was, I think what's cool about like you being a content creator is that I felt like I knew you before you knew me. Cause like, cause I recognized your face from your video. So I think that's what made me feel a little bit more at ease. Cause it was just like, oh, okay. Like, I feel like I know him cause he's really funny. So let me just go and, introduce myself.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think something else about DJing is that I got more comfortable going up to people and introducing myself. Like, that's just like a part of it.
Are you Salvadorian?
Oh, yeah. So my mom's from Peru. My dad's from Guatemala.
Okay.
What about you?
My parents are 100% Salvadorian.
Okay. Okay.
Salvadorian to the core. Pupusas over here.
Yes.
Lomo saltado over here.
Yes, right? But no, I love El Salvadorian food so much. Yeah. My, I just had some carne asada yesterday with the potato salad, the purple potato salad.
Oh, wow.
With the beets.
Yeah. Is that specifically Salvadorian?
I don't know.
That, but I feel like that, yeah, that's like Latino. With the beets. Oh my God, that is actually really good. I
thought that was like Puerto Rican specific. For real?
Maybe.
I have also
Puerto Rican family, and they be making a bunch of other shit. Like they have noodle salads, they do spaghetti salads.
Yes.
So Peruvian?
Peruvian and Guatemalan, but okay. I feel like, yeah, a lot of my friends are Salvadorian, heavy Salvadorian representation here.
And so you are Guatemalan and Peruvian.
Mm-hmm.
You're from D.C.
I'm from Virginia, from Alexandria.
So you're from the area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what got you into DJing?
What got me into DJing? I'd say it was just being like a hip hop purist in high school, and I was like, which one of the elements am I going to, you know, dive into? I think it just made more sense because I was like, I'm not gonna break dance, I don't think I'm gonna do graffiti. It was just like, you know, choose your Pokemon, like, which one do you want? And I was like, I'm not gonna MC.
Okay.
I was like, but I can DJ.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I was like, I could do that as far as like how I want to contribute, I guess, to the culture. But not for real, it was seeing Nina Sky.
Seeing them
DJ on YouTube online. So I love Nina Sky, like as singers. Yeah. And then one time I saw this video where they were DJing, or Natalie was, and I was like, oh shit, they're like, it just inspired the fuck out of me. Like, I was like, they're singers and they can DJ. I was like, I want to do that.
See, and that's what I was about to ask too. It's mm-hmm. like, who was your inspiration?
Nina Sky.
I feel like those were limited.
Mm-hmm.
So were they the biggest one, you would say?
They were that was like the moment.
But the reason why I wanted to DJ was wanting to have some say in the music.
Like, yes.
It's definitely a control thing.
It's a control
it's
thing.
A thing of like, it is. Give me the phone. Give me the
right.
Phone. Because what I've noticed, especially leaning into Latino events, is what I feel that when the more Latino the event is, especially mainstream, the more heteronormative it is, the more patriarchal it is. Like, all those DJs, be having their backs. And it's like a 4-man DJ crew.
Yeah.
At all these, like, especially, like, I feel like in the DMV, what I've seen, because I've been to a couple Salvadorian events, happy hours, that are led by organizations, they always book, like, the most straight DJ, like, straight male DJ.
Yeah.
And it definitely feels like we're giving, especially, I think this is an overarching, not just Valentino.
Okay.
But we do, I feel like, nightlife, especially sometimes, just gives the power to the men, even though we are all begging women to go out to nightclubs to come out for us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So it doesn't make sense to me for, like, the party to be driven by men and the vibes to be established by men when the energy and the crowd has to be established by women.
Mm-hmm. So, or that's, like, the bait. That's like, oh, yes, let's get the women in, so let's then they'll bring in the men.
I don't know about you, but when you're DJing, I'm assuming you're looking at the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking stock of the crowd.
Right.
Because what I do is I look at the crowd, I see who's in there, and I'm like, okay, who am I trying to really get the party going? Because there's always that one person that if you play the right song for them, they're going to start vibing, and it's kind of be like a domino effect. They'll start encouraging other people to move, and then people will start just naturally, like, getting excited.
Yes.
So do you do that kind of?
It's a beautiful thing, for sure.
You, like, pick a person, and they're like, I'm playing for you to see, like, what's going to get you moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can
and
definitely.
I feel like, for me, that's always a woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's never like a dude that I'm like, I'm trying to get this dude to fucking have fun and ask a girl out to dance.
Yeah.
That's never the,
like, yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's always like, I'm looking for the girl that's going to be the most down to have fun. And that girl's going to drive other her girlfriends to dance. And if that girl group is here to have fun, then everyone else is going to start meeting that energy.
For sure.
And that's what I feel like I've been seeing. So it's so interesting. I feel like for you, coming from a woman's perspective, how do you establish the vibe in a room?
Love that. So I think, yeah, it comes from this, like, you're listening to your body. It's like intuitive. It's like, what would make me move? What would make me feel sexy and empowered? So I think that's upper hand from being, like, a woman. But as far as, like, how I like to, what is it, like, curate a set specifically, I guess the number one thing is, like, pushing Latin music to the forefront, always making sure that it's in my sets, and then making sure that I'm staying in my lane. So if I'm opening or if I'm headlining, right? So if I'm opening, I'm not gonna, like, play all the bangers and, like, you know, like, I'm gonna, like, warm it up so the headliner can, like, crush it. So stuff like that. And then same thing, like, if I'm headlining, like, I'm not gonna, like, I'm gonna come with the energy. I'm not gonna, like, be building it up. I'm gonna, like,
you're already gonna come with with the flow.
It's a lot of, like, energy reading. You said something that made me think. Earlier you were saying that you wanted to start DJing because you wanted to have a say in what was played. Like, I don't know if that resonated with me, because same thing.
Well, and so do you feel like you approach it through that, or are you also trying to get your event is Goza that happens at Metro Bar. Was that like the big moment for you that was like, okay, I'm going to DJ, or was that both or after? Was it the egg or was it the chicken?
Wait, then, so who's the egg and who's the chicken?
Yeah, who's the chicken, who's the egg?
I guess I'm the chicken and goes as the egg. So the chicken came first, for sure.
Yeah.
Me. No. Goza came out of me rebranding myself. So I've been DJing for a while, and I would step out of the game sometimes because I was comfortable with my cushy 9-to-5 or comfortable in my, like, cushy relationship that I stayed in too long, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, rather it be complacency coming from a relationship or from a job, I knew that I wasn't happy because I wasn't being creative.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, whatever, there'd be times where I wasn't DJing, and then I kind of came to the realization after the pandemic that, like, nothing's safe. Like, even if I stay with my cushy corporate job, like, they could leave me at any time too. So why not take the risk and just do something that makes me happy 100% of the time. So I don't know. It was really a way for me to rebrand myself. Like, I was like, okay, I want people to know who I am as an artist and a DJ. But it's turning into something bigger, and it's helped me realize like a new passion for me. Like, I realized that I really like producing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Producing events.
Okay,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I realized that it comes with more now. So it's like, first it's just like, okay, it was just my party, but now it's like, hold on, like, this is actually, it could be like a safe space, mm-hmm, with everything that's going on with ISIS presence, yeah, here in DC, or it can be a space for like a scene, you know, mm-hmm, something that I feel like Latin parties don't have. Like, there's no scene, and if there is, like, maybe I haven't found it yet. Maybe they're younger. I'm gonna
walk us through a whole ghost event.
The party really, like, it's supposed to be for us, so first-gen Latinos and immigrants. And the music that you'll hear is the music that we grew up listening to in this area. So along with the songs that we'll listen, like, along with the songs that are played, like, during quinceañeras, like, we're also going to listen to 2000s R&B and maybe, like, because we also grew up with, like, TRL and VH1. Yeah. So maybe, like, there might be a little, like, rock minute, and we'll listen to Paramore.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, some No Doubt. So I definitely like to have each month curated, has a different concept, so we can like spotlight different stuff. We've done like a Brazilian funk party. We spotlighted Peruvian and Bolivian Independence Day in August. So yeah, it's either like a band or a DJ, but there's also lots of different like elements to it too. But I think the main thing is pushing Latin music to the forefront and it not being for everybody, which is like,
I mean, the Bad Bunny performance.
Yeah.
In arms about the Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Super Bowl performance, because they're saying that it's, people are going to be isolated away, but I'm like, step into our worlds, bitch.
Like, exactly. Like, I don't mean it in a sense where, I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying to get into a inclusivity war. Right, yeah. But it's more so where it's like, I'm trying to say that I just don't want it to be super commercial where it's like Despacito,
yeah.
Friendly, yeah. Right? Like, yeah. No, like, I want to listen to the
you
deep cuts.
You want to be unapologetic about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The deep cuts. I want it to resonate with, you know, outcasts and black sheep, yeah. You know, with queer... with the queer community and with also people that like just want to like be like find something that doesn't feel like DC, I guess. But that's not the point. The point it should be
she said, fuck DC.
No, but the point should be to make DC better. Yeah. That's literally what, like, give people options. When I was growing up, I mean, I don't say when I was growing up. When I was partying, back in my day, in my formative years, like, we had options.
Yeah.
We could go here and there, and we would go to, when we would party, we would go because we'd be like, oh, those people are there. They make the party better. Like, yeah. Let's go there. Like, I don't feel like they have that now. So... it would be really great for Goza to just be this like place for like beautiful, beautiful like Latinos and immigrants can just be like, it could be a scene, they could be trendy, they can be kind of just get together and feel cute. I don't know.
I mean, that's all you have to, that's not cute. But you have to be down to have fun. You have to be down to clown. And again, like I said, you have to... I would dare say, though, like I said, I feel like people now would still say, like, oh, I'm going to go there because that person's DJing, but it's now because they know you through GOSA.
Oh.
But for your, because we're doing GOSA again, GOSA, November 1st, encourage people to either dress like Selena or wear Selena merch.
Yes, that is what I would love for people to do. I'm going to dress up like Selena. Yeah. You know? I mean, we're in celebration of Dia de los Muertos, but highlighting Selena.
Yeah.
100%. Yes. So I'll be dressing
up. She was
up.
The original, I don't want to say no sabo kid, but first generation
yes,
kid.
Yes. She is. But she was, and she was proud of it. She definitely. I would really, yeah, like, I would like to talk about that because I think she was what helped me be more comfortable with the fact that my Spanish isn't fluent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think a lot of times, like, if we want to be representatives, like community representatives, like, oh, like I'm doing a Latin party, right? But it's like, oh, but you're not Latina, you know, yeah. Or you're not really, like, you're from here. But that's why it's like, okay, like, let that be a part of what the party is about, yeah, then. Yeah. Like, you know, because it's like, I just learned to embrace that instead of feeling bad for it. Mm. So it's just like, okay, then my party is going to be for first gens. Yeah. And it's not going to be somewhere where we're like checking each other on like how good our Spanish is or how are you Latino enough.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I used to be really embarrassed of it, of not being able to be fluent. And I've also been in situations where, like, literally, like, with friends, and they'd go around and be like, oh, how do you say this in your country? Oh, in Colombia, we say it here. Oh, in Dominican Republic, we say this like this. And everyone's just comparing their, you know, their Spanish and how they say different things. And it's like, okay, that's cool and awesome, but, like, Spanish isn't even our language.
You had to assimilate and like switch into a gender or like
code switch.
Mm-hmm. For most of your time, especially at least for me.
Yeah.
But Alexandria, I'm assuming you too.
For to level, sure.
You have to live your life a certain way, and then at home is where. So I think that there's nothing wrong with that experience. Obviously, we were forced to that experience,
mm-hmm.
but that leads to a different role. That leads to a different way of life, and that leads to a different perspective.
Yeah, a different and sense of identity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I definitely see the hybrid in that. Like I said, when you said, like, my party's for first gens, I resonated with that because it's like, yeah, I've always wanted to just play, like, a Paramore song mm-hmm. or play, like, reggaeton and all this stuff. And then maybe I go to Maná mm-hmm. and imagine a transition from Maná to something more rock, like mm-hmm. Paramore or something like that.
Yeah.
There is these influences that could be done. People, and there is rock music in Spanish that even fits Paramore more.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we don't even get to play that.
Because, yeah, there are bridges.
Yes,
yeah.
And we are that bridge.
Well, I guess I just want to say that I'm excited to have you at GOSA.
I'm very excited.
We're going to play together, and we're going to do a community altar, so I guess I wanted to talk about that.
Yes.
So it's going to be open to the public. Like, if you want to bring a picture or flowers or some sort of offering for your loved ones, to bring it, and then you can add it to the altar. So if you want to participate, you can do that as well. And I was like, what if straight people talk how, like, queer people talk? Like, you know how, like, queer people are so open sexually? So, like, say, like, I just meet you and I'm just like, hey, like, are you top or bottom?
Yeah.
And then, like, what if, like, straight people talk like that, where, like, it was normal to talk to, you just meet someone and you're like, hey, like, do you like it from behind or what? You know? So, like, I don't know. Like, yeah. Don't you feel that? It's more sexual freedom.
Are you queer?
I am queer, but it's weird because I thought I was bisexual.
Okay, thought.
I thought I was bisexual, and then somebody told me, no, you're queer. So.
Okay.
Okay.
But your identity is queer.
Oh, Okay.
I can understand that. Okay. Like, you're queer, like, you have both, like, masculine and feminine.
Energy, sure. Sure.
For yourself too.
Sure.
Yeah, I feel like that bends into, like, the queer, because that, again, but that also can be, like, you know how they have, like, demisexual. And
what? No, what is that?
What's your attraction?
I'm a millennial. I can't keep up, man.
Like, too much out there.
I can't keep up. I'm trying.
No, but queer, that's definitely a whole another conversation.
So what am I? Am I bi or am I queer?
I mean, I definitely think you're... think, because I'm about to say something controversial.
Okay.
You're just as queer or bisexual as all these other straight men out here that can't say the same thing that you're saying right now. No, that's what it's giving. But it's giving, like you are a woman. So you get to experience these things.
Yes.
You have sex with women.
Uh-huh.
But ultimately, you appreciate, like, the... like like something about a man's love or something.
Yes.
So you know what I'm saying? I think that yes. You kind of could be in that realm.
Uh-huh.
And it's either coming from competition, but also I feel like they do like watching a man lift heavy and it turns them on. No shade. No shade.
Why? Why?
Did you ever hear that joke where, like, straight men want to see big dicks in porn too?
No.
You've never heard that? Do you have a boyfriend?
No,
I don't. Okay, I was about to say. Ask a straight man and be like, ask a straight man right now, hey, if you're watching porn and the guy had a small dick, would that kind of take you out of the scene? I bet you they'll say yes. I bet you. You've never heard this. Summing up the conversation about bisexuality, I do think, like I said, everyone's a little gay.
Right.
Everyone's a little gay.
Right.
And I wish I was a little straight, but I don't understand it. I don't know what curse the Lord has put on me that I've ended up being attracted to men. But.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
So if you're an attractive they, them, you can catch us November 1st at Metro Bar for Goza. What's that like? Is there like a subtitle for the party? Goza?
Yeah, it's like Pa Bailar, Pa Gozar.
Oh, no, but, like, is this the Goza, the Selena party?
It's called Fotos y Recuerdos.
Goza, Fotos y Recuerdos. You know the song.
Fotos y Recuerdos.
Right. Which one?
You know, that's actually, like, it's an English song, too. I got to send it to you because I recently, like, found that out. But I was like, I didn't know that was an English.
The song is called
Fotos de Recuerdos. Yes.
The song? No.
Yeah. I gotta find.
Do you consider that as a deep cut?
Yeah, a little bit. I do, but then I see that other people know it, and I'm like, oh, I guess it's not as deep as I thought.
It's not a deep cut, yeah. But it's a deep cut for the people that only know Beady Beady Bump.
Yes, you're right.
Because
you're right.
It's not going to go into Mega Mix for Selena Gomez.
Yes.
That's a Mega Mix. It's not going to go into Mega Mix.
Yes.
It's going to definitely, people know that.
Oh my God, what are your favorite Selena songs?
It's so funny because I did a Selena brunch earlier this year. And
uh-huh.
The girl in there was like, I'm going to do the deep cut. And I'm going to do.
Okay.
I was like, okay, is that a deep cut? I know that song. But it is a deep cut.
It low key is. Uh huh.
Because I don't know if you're this kind of first gender, mm-hmm. You'll see the song name and you won't know what the fuck song that is until you play.
Okay, yes, yeah.
I'm the same way. We'll see. Oh my God, there's some songs that I'll just be like.
You know it, but you don't know the title.
So I'll be like, God. It makes DJing sometimes so scary and so hard because you don't know what you're in for. But that was that kind of moment where I was like, what the fuck is that? And then I heard it, I was like, oh yeah, I know that song.
Yeah.
But my favorite Selena song, I mean, Dreaming of You is always like a deep one. I do Pop Divas Music Bingo.
Okay.
And that's a song that, like,
that sounds
knows.
Fun.
But Apartamento, Chico Apartamento.
Yeah.
I have that one on mine.
Mm-hmm.
Tecnocumbia is on mine.
Yes, love.
Am I missing one? Oh, no. Oh, okay. My favorite Selena song. Tu Solo Tu.
My God.
Yes.
Yes.
Dude, that song will always just, like,
Fuck yeah. The way she sings it. Yes. That's my karaoke song.
And can you sing? She's like, let me find out. That for her to be first gen, barely singing in Spanish, barely knowing Spanish.
Yes.
But putting that much emotion as like a 16.
Oh my God. And yes.
So that is talent. And again, we'll never have that. Fuck you.
And you'd never know that she was a No Sabo kid because her pronunciation was just amazing.
So, again, it's going to be a great time. And then where can everyone follow you?
They can follow me on Insta. So it's melina.polaris.
M-E-L-I-N-A. Are you DJing anywhere coming up?
I am DJing, what's called? At Doi Moi.
Doi Moi or
Doi Moi?
Oh!
Doi Moi, the restaurant.
By me. 14th Street.
Yes.
When?
Yes. On the 24th. It's Saturday. It's like a week after Ngoza.
Friday.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. The following Friday.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know they had DJs.
Yeah,
there.
They have DJs downstairs.
Oh, there's a downstairs. You play like R&B stuff?
No, they, I play Afro House there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I did not know they had a nightlife scene in Des Moines.
I know, right? Yeah.
They have a... Okay. I love the daiquiris, but they be fucking playing games at Des Moines. You'll order it's 8 for $8. So okay. Yeah, it's $8 daiquiri. So that's a great deal. But then one time, the first time I went, I was like, oh, I don't feel shit. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, no wonder they're fucking $8.
Uh-huh.
I went again. And this time, I guess the bartender liked me, or he was very friendly. But then this motherfucker got me hammered, padammered. He fucked me up so... And I had the same amount. I had two. And then I had a third one, because I was like, oh, these are nothing, so I'll just have one more.
Yeah.
Bitch. I didn't black out.
Yes.
So, I'm saying to... keep doing what you're doing now.
They're heavy-handed.
But yeah, what are you doing?
They're heavy-handed there.
Now they are.
Yeah.
So let them know. Also, but then one time I was there, and then the bartender was, he was shaking sauce of some sort, and then it had fermentized or whatever, like bacteria, or like, you know how like a gas had built up in there? That shit sprayed all over me.
Oh.
It popped all over me.
What did you do?
He asked for a free drink and he gave me a free drink. I wasn't going to hit him. He could probably beat me up too, no shame. So I didn't fight him, but yeah, I don't know.
Oh okay. My goodness.
I can't even beat Dumb Way. That's literally down the street from me. All right, well, this has been such a fun episode.
Thank you for coming on with us. Thank you so much for having me.
Again, my name is Rafi. You can find me at Wait Rafi and then Reggaeton Brunch DC on Instagram. Thank you for listening. And thank you for coming with me. Yeah, you haven't heard my theme song?
No, let's hear it.
It's a pop. No, I mean, I don't have it. But, all right, we made it.
Oh, my goodness.
That was good. Okay, yeah.
Thanks for listening to the episode. Make sure to follow at Wait Rafi and at Nunu Paris for all updates, especially about Reggaeton Brunch and when you're going to party with us. We'll see you there. Mwah.